This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good day, Health Now. Dr. Ken Kronhaus has joined us. Dr. Ken is an important part of our weekend Good Day Health program. He and Dr. Jack Stockwell here to offer all kinds of important advice, information. We certainly have been focused on COVID. Ken also appears on the DJV program every week with questions and answers. Well, I guess we're back to almost the beginning here, Ken. The COVID vaccines and the lack of having any kind of federal direction frustrating a lot of people, because there seems to now, after the vaccine's been out for a month, oh, here's a government program or government advice on what you're supposed to do when you're dealing with all of this. So let's take some time, talk a little bit about COVID, but not have it be the whole.
Where's there no federal advice? I'm not sure I understand that statement.
There is a, this morning, as a matter of fact, I was doing on the DJV program a conversation about what the feds are doing. They just now come up with a plan to advise the states as to what to do with the vaccines. This is apparently the first time there's been anything in writing.
I don't know how that's possible. The way this all worked, the reason why some people in some states are not getting their vaccine is because the plan was by the feds to get it delivered to the governor of each state.
Right.
And then, give me a second. And then have the governor in each state come up with a plan to get it to the public in that state. Now, some of the governors have done a good job of that, and some haven't. And they haven't been able to handle it, so the government, the feds, have now gotten involved. But the way it was supposed to work was that each state would tailor it to their state the best way to do it. And some of the governors did a job, and some of them just haven't gotten it done.
Well, I think they were waiting for, because none of them have the courage of their own convictions. That's the problem. There's no real leadership.
No,
California's
no.
A great example of that. So they're waiting for the feds to say, this is the way to do it, because they don't have any of their own independent thinkers or brains to figure out what to do on their own. That's why there's such chaos.
Well, there's chaos depending on the state. In some of the states, it's going real well. Especially in the hospitals in most of the states are getting the. What's really happening, and I'll tell you, what's happening is that at the hospital level in most of the states, it's working well.
Yes.
And what is not happening well in many of the states is the governor is getting it to other, like the health departments. What's happening in Florida is the hospitals got some of the distribution from the governor, and in each county, the health department also has gotten distribution. And the hospitals, as in most of the states, have done a fairly good job of getting it out, getting it to the health care workers. But the county health departments have not been as swift to get the job done. They're getting better. In fact, in Florida, what has novelly been done is they're going to start in one of the bigger supermarket chains, start getting it done where the pharmacies are located, and this is going to help a lot also. But again, it's a challenge to get a million people vaccinated every day, and that will start happening in the next month. But it's really depending on what's going on at your state level. In Florida, things aren't. The big problem in Florida is that we just have more people who want it than there's stock available. But in the next month, that will change.
One of my friends, whose brother is a professional golfer, is on one of the links down in Palm Beach County. He said he found what I found out by talking to him was something that amazed me. They came in, this group of four came into the 18th hole, and there was a line in the clubhouse coming out the door, and this golfer said, what's that line? What are they doing there? Is there something free? Is it free lunch or what? And the guy said, no, they're giving shots, COVID shots. And he said, well, what's the routine? He said, well, just go over and get in the line, and you'll get a shot. So the golfer went over with his friend, got in the line, and a half hour later, he had his first shot. That was it. I thought that was pretty... I've heard other stories like that coming out of Florida.
Well, the point is that, people are getting vaccinated down in Florida, and there have been some issues, and the people who can get it scheduled, it's working a lot better. In some of the health centers, there it's first come, first serve, and people are ending up waiting all night and then running out, and I don't think that's the best way to do it. But there's a lot of vaccinating going on down here.
So what would happen if I got on a plane, flew down to Palm Beach International Airport,
You need to be a Florida citizen to get it.
So when I go in to get a shot, they're going to look me, they're going to want my license.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. I used to have a Florida license. I don't have it anymore, though. Geez, I wish I'd have kept it.
And Massachusetts is not vaccinating?
No, well, not to the point. I was told yesterday that because I'm in, the second group, or I'm in,
you're in
group
above,
2
above A. 65.
No, it has nothing to do with my age. It has to do with the fact that I'm a farmer. They're doing 75 in Massachusetts. They've upped it. They tell me the last week of January, first week of February is when I probably get my first shot. But there's nothing more than that. There's no sign up. There's not the kind of organization that you're talking about in some other states. In New Jersey, for example, Victoria Keelan was telling me she signed up yesterday with her parents in order to be, in line and ready to take the shot. But I don't have any of that stuff here in Massachusetts.
Well, your issue is with your local
yeah, right.
people.
And in my town, the Board of Health is in chaos because the guy that ran it got fed up with all of this stuff and he quit. So... So we got none of that going on. Pretty amazing.
That's pretty
sad. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. This is Good Day Health. Dr. Ken got vaccinated recently, and the most recent Good Day Health podcast has him describing his experience, talking about going in, getting the shot, waiting for a while. It's a good instructive way for you to understand what you'll go through when you get your shot. And we also talk about the differences between COVID-19 and SARS in the most recent Good Day Health podcast. You can listen every week to different information. All the podcasts from the very beginning are there at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance, plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
All right, let's get to some product information from the folks at Calitrin, who are on top of weight loss programs, systems, ideas. 20-some-odd years after the doctor and his three nurses came up with his formula, that basically is collagen protein with some digestive enzymes. It's not complex at all. Your body is, but this treats the problem of excess weight in a way that is so supportive and so successful and doesn't involve drugs, no stimulants. One of the things that we've been talking about is how it works in a complementary fashion to other weight loss programs. Like if you're on one of the commercially successful weight loss programs like Weight Watchers, they're happy to help you lose weight, but they don't help you keep it off. That's why you keep, to them, it's better because they can get more business if you just keep going back and back and back to them, follow their program. That's not what Calitrin's all about. That's not what they want you to experience. But they do have the suggestion in a lot of the literature that it is a complement to other weight loss programs, but you stay on it because it'll keep the weight off. Once you've lost it, you need support in the form that is provided by the Calitrin formula. So go to toploss.com. You can buy one, get one free, buy three, get three free. That offer continues when you use the DJV code at checkout. Plus, you don't have to pay for shipping. So take my advice, take the advice of lots of people associated with my program and people who are all over their website. Wow. What a success story. Help yourself to success in losing weight with the support you get from Calitrin at toploss.com. Back to Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I was here from Lake Cardiology, which is his clinic down in Mount Dora, Florida. Lots of people are taking advantage. I talked to Ken the other night at 9:30. He was still in his office talking to patients. That's what his dedication is all about. He's there, and you can take advantage, if you'd like to, of his expertise, medical expertise. Not only is he a world-famous cardiologist, but he really is very practical. And by the way, I want to spend a moment. Don't let me forget to talk about the acknowledgement that's come from a lot of the research that you've done on coronary arteries, the mini stuff that you and I were talking about the other day. I want people to hear that story. But meanwhile, back at COVID-19, there are a lot of news media folks who are trying to scare everybody, as usual, Ken, into being worried about, well, it's going to happen. I'm going to have an allergic reaction. There aren't many. Let's get real with the numbers here. Can you explain?
Well, there have been some allergic reactions, but what we're learning is the incidence is about 1 in 100,000 people vaccinated have a serious allergic reaction, anaphylaxis. And the majority of these people have had a history in the past of having anaphylaxis. And 1 in 100,000 people vaccinated is more than the flu vaccine rate, but it's not more than most vaccines. So that is an acceptable rate. It's not a surprising rate. And a rate that small is what one is expected for. So if you do get vaccinated, and I hope everybody does, unless you have had a history in the past of anaphylaxis, everybody waits at least 15 minutes afterwards. You're watched. And if you have any history of significant allergy reaction in the past, you watch for a half hour after you get vaccinated.
All right. And that was your experience when you had your shot. You stayed in the chair for, what, 15, 20 minutes?
I was watched for my first vaccine for 15 minutes. And in 2 days, I'll be getting my second vaccine.
All right. There you go. That's how it works. Pretty simple, straightforward stuff. Is the U.S. blind to contagious new viruses? We'll find out what the science is behind that. Ask Dr. Ken some more questions about COVID as we move into another segment of our Good Day Health program. I'm Doug Steffen.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Meanwhile, back to the COVID thing for a couple more minutes here, Ken. Then I want to get to some other things that are going on in medicine. There is some research being done with umbilical stem cells. And so how would that translate into helping people protect themselves from, is this for babies or what is this all about from COVID?
No, the reason why people get severe COVID is because the immune system way overreacts in some people, and we don't understand why that happens, but this immense, exceedingly extra overreaction of the immune system creates severe inflammation from head to toe and clotting from head to toe. And what happens with stem cells is that stem cells reduce this severe inflammatory response. And that's why stem cells seem to be helpful in patients who have severe COVID-19.
You know, there's a lot of research being done, stem cell stuff that supposedly is illegal.
These are not embryonic stem cells. These are umbilical stem cells.
Okay, so let's explain the difference, shall we, to people who they hear stem cell and they all think that they're the same, but they are. Would you mind spending a minute explaining the difference between umbilical and...
There are stem cells that come from, you know, the embryos when we're at sperm and egg level, or early on in conception. And a stem cell is just a single cell that has the potential to grow into many other types of cells. And there are stem cells at different levels of development that occur. And the earlier ones have the greater potential to develop into more possibilities. And it's these embryonic ones, the ones that are at earliest conception of an organism, where all the controversy is because of concerns about changing the course of development.
The virus is mutating all the time, as do other viruses. Are we keeping our eyes open and our ears open? Are we continuing to pursue more investigation as to the new forms of the virus?
Oh, yes. And that's why we have noted that there is a variant, and there are going to be variants. These viruses, in order to keep themselves going, do mutate, and the stronger mutations do better. And there's one that was we think originated in England, and it seems to be able to be more contagious, but it doesn't seem to be more deadly, and it does seem to be sensitive to the vaccines.
Mm-hmm. There's a study. Ken goes through all of the medical journals every week and brings us highlights so that we'll understand what some of this research means to those of us who are interested in keeping our health in tip-top shape. There's an article here focused on young people who overeat, and they certainly have been doing that. Not that it isn't something that was done before the pandemic, but there's been a lot more overeating during COVID. So what does that mean to their health, their present health, and their future health?
Well, I think in the years to come, we're going to learn about a lot of the adverse health effects of COVID that didn't come directly from the virus, but came from our reaction to the virus. And one of them is this confirmation in the Journal of Adolescent Health that young adults are consuming a lot more than they did before. And I think there are a lot of people who are. The gyms are closed, they're eating more, and the obesity epidemic is much worse.
That's something, again, when you're talking about things like Calitrin, losing weight, keeping it off, that's a perfect example. You know, this, a lot of people, no matter what their age, are way overeating, and they're way too heavy. Ken worries about BMI all the time, and with good reason, frankly, especially with his cardiological patients who often come to him with cardiac problems because they're overweight. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health.
What's in store this week at Staples?
A great start to the new year.
Give your business a head start on the year with everything you need to be organized and productive.
Like storage solutions, the latest tech, and office essentials like paper and ink, all at amazing prices.
And now at Staples, earn 40% back in rewards when you buy any two ink or toner cartridges. Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Start the year right and save at Staples. Ends 1-9-21, limit 4, curbside available in most stores. Visit staples.com/40 and rewards for details.
High blood pressure, the leading risk factor for heart attack and stroke, disproportionately impacts Black women. That's why the American Medical Association and other health groups have launched the Release the Pressure campaign with Essence. They're encouraging Black women to join them in a heart-healthy movement and take a pledge for better health. First, set a blood pressure goal and monitor your pressure at home. Then, put together a wellness plan and ask family and friends to encourage you along the way. To learn more or take the pledge, visit releasethepressure.org.
Flu season is here, and not only is an annual flu shot your best protection, but your health plan often covers the costs. United Healthcare urges you to check your benefits and to make an appointment, either by calling your physician or by visiting a local pharmacy or convenience care clinic. It's also a good time for you and your family to get caught up with any routine or recommended vaccinations. Learn more at cdc.gov/flu. A message from United Healthcare.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos has resigned in the wake of Wednesday's violence at the U.S. Capitol. In her resignation letter, DeVos cited the breach of the Capitol as the inflection point for her, saying that President Trump's rhetoric had a direct impact on the situation. DeVos is the second member of the cabinet to resign over the events at the Capitol. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao tendered her resignation earlier Thursday, saying in a letter to her staff that she was deeply troubled by the day's events. The head of the U.S. Capitol Police will also step down as a result of the riot. Chief Stephen Sund said Thursday that he will resign effective January 16th, and the sergeants-at-arms for both the House and Senate have been removed from their positions. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell removed Senate Sergeant-at-Arms Michael Stanger, while House Sergeant-at-Arms Paul Irving tendered his resignation earlier in the day. This is USA Radio News.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. and proved why you should always prepare, far in advance, for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
At one point during Wednesday's breach of the U.S. Capitol building, protesters attempted to breach the House chamber itself, with Capitol Police officers barricading the doors with guns drawn. Several members of Congress also tried to calm protesters down, speaking to them through a broken window. Texas Representative Troy Nels was one of those members, and he tells News Nation about his conversation with one of those men trying to breach the House.
You know, one day, I would like to meet that young man. He appeared to be maybe in his early 20s and 25, 30 years old, and he was angry. You could see it in his eyes. He said to me, he said, "You have that Texas mask on. You should be with us. What are you doing?" And I said, "Young man, this is not the way we conduct business. You do not resort to violence. We should be able to agree to disagree. But you have breached the Capitol grounds. You have overcome Capitol Hill police. We've had police officers that have been hurt. And then you've entered the Capitol and you've destroyed, you've broken windows. And their behavior was unacceptable." I told that young man, I said, "What you are doing is un-American. And we should be better than this." I told him, I said, "Get away from the door. Go back. We do not handle our differences this way." But I could just see in his eyes, as well as some of the eyes of some of the other protesters, that they were very, very angry. These were very, very angry people.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. So a couple of more minutes, I guess, on I keep saying we're going to get off onto other things, but I there's so much
good
of this.
Good luck.
Okay, yeah, exactly. So let's talk about the flu shots that are being mandated for hospital workers. Is there a movement among some? We all know in the general population, there are doctors and there are patients and there are people who say, "I don't get vaccines." I've said that often. I've never had a flu shot in my life, but I'm getting one of these COVID shots. And I don't even know why I necessarily think that I should. But let's go to just a hospital worker list and what's been proven by, this is regular flu shots we're talking about, right?
Okay, so you brought up several things there. So first, you're focusing on the flu shot, not on COVID, right?
Yes, right. Okay. Exactly.
So,
yeah.
So this is where the controversy is. There are many hospitals in America, the chain that I work at, that you're not going to get your staff privileges unless you can prove documentation that you had a flu vaccine or there's a medical reason why you didn't get it. Mm-hmm. And there's a study actually confirming smaller reports that's out in the Annals of Internal Medicine this week, a journal that is considered very reputable and well quoted by most, that shows that when hospital workers get flu shots, it reduces the deaths of everyone else and it reduces the amount of flu that everybody else gets. And this is just going to add fuel to the fire of the hospital administrators who require us who work in a hospital to get our flu shot, and we're not going to be able to work there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there you go. I think that's something I guess that's up to the individual hospitals. Whether do you think most hospitals have that requirement, or is it there are a lot of chains now that own hospitals? You said it was required at your hospital, but
yeah,
is it everywhere?
I don't think it's unusual, but I don't think it's every hospital, but I think it's getting more and more common, and I think that this study is gonna put even more pressure on hospitals to do it.
All right, speaking of studies, I saw something that indicated that blood plasma reduces the risk of having a COVID event if it's given early enough. I'm wondering how you would know. Is this something that would be, I gave blood the other day. I don't give the plasma, but because the plasma, I guess, takes longer. I don't know what, I think I've done it once. But I wonder how that would apply if you didn't know whether you were going to get it, or is this just something that if you have a weak immune system or you have some history of some kind of disease in your family, would you get as sort of an offensive move, have your blood plasma taken and use it that way?
I'm not sure I'm following. You're not meaning that you receive plasma from somebody who has already been infected with COVID, and in their plasma there's antibodies, and they're transfused to you as the recipient. That's where this transfusion is helpful. But to just remove your own plasma when you have...
Yeah, okay.
I think that's what you're referring to, is receiving the plasma.
Yes, they received what they call convalescent plasma.
Yes, that's very helpful.
It is. How do you get it? And under what circumstances would you get it?
Well, this has been used over many centuries with infectious illnesses when there's no specific treatment that we give to somebody who's ill, the plasma of somebody who already has had the illness, because in their plasma are antibodies against the illness. So the theory would be that you'd be getting some ability to fight the infection from the other person's plasma. But fortunately, we now have monoclonal antibody, which is this concentrated form of the antibody, which is what you're trying to do when you transfuse convalescent plasma from somebody who's already had the infection. Mm-hmm. So if your hospital is blessed and has monoclonal antibody, that's even better. But if your hospital doesn't have it, another choice would be to get transfused with somebody's plasma who already has been sick. And that's why before we had, you go back several months before we had the monoclonal antibody, which is really what saved Trump's life when he was ill, from Regeneron, and Eli Lilly has a product also. But before it was a strong urging of people who had been sick with COVID-19 to give a transfusion so that this convalescent plasma could be accumulated. And there's still an effort to, but it's a lot less important if we have the monoclonal antibody, which is a much more intense, concentrated form of the same concept.
So does every hospital do this now? Do they suggest to patients who have had the COVID that they do this process to give their plasma to others?
Well, depending on where you are in your own county and the availability of the monoclonal antibody, they're still asking people to donate blood after if they've had COVID-19. But where the monoclonal antibody is plentiful, and in some counties there are actually clinics for the monoclonal antibody where it's set up, where you actually get it from the ER and go from there, then that's a much, much better treatment than the convalescent plasma. So it depends on how advanced your own county is.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the question comes on getting half doses. If there isn't enough vaccine from the three sources, Do you think that people ought to consider getting a half dose? Would that be protective at all?
It's a bad idea, according to Dr. Fauci, who commented on that 2 days ago, and saying that we need to stick with the original plan, how the vaccine was tested. And there was a thought with the Moderna vaccine that people under age 55 could be given a half dose at each injection point, and that would save it. So you'd only be using one vial per person instead of two, ultimately. But Dr. Fauci made a strong comment, don't do that.
Okay. All right, we continue with Dr. Ken thinking about cow's milk, which is the only, remember, my feelings about cow, about milk, it's only milk if it comes from a mammary gland. We'll find out what the latest research is when it comes to breastfeeding in a matter of moments here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. You can reach him there or his staff at 352-735-1400. That's 352, area code, 735-1400. For telemedicine or an easy trip in from many places in Florida and the Southeast. If you understand how your body works, then I'm not telling you anything when I tell you that your nose is your body's air filter. If you know that, are you cleansing your nose every day because you need to have clean filters to make sure that a lot of the stuff that's in the air isn't getting into your body? If you've answered no to that, then I'm going to include for a moment a thought or two about Navage, the Navage nose cleaner. Some people call it Navage nose cleanser. It cleans, it cleanses all of the various things that you get in your nose that create the common cold, you know, all that dry air that makes the stuff stick to your nostrils, the dust, the pollution that's in there, all of that with the Navage operation becomes a thing of the past. It's a genuine free, you know, under the circumstances, we want to know, I want to know, in order to endorse something, that it's free of any kind of drugs and that sort of thing. And it is. This is the way you get clean noses, the healthy way, the all-natural, drug-free relief way. Go to Navage.com. Do yourself a favor and get this product. You get it in your house, and everybody can use it. Navage.com to make sure your nostrils, your nose is clean, so you won't be vulnerable for sickness and disease. That's at the website Navage.com.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with family, but there's rarely enough hours in the day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally, that's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead or use contactless delivery at KFC.com. Limited time only at participating locations. Only prices may vary. Tax and substitution extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the lowest prices of the season, the Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $899, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
If your Christmas list includes family and friends that enjoy the finer things in life, but your gift budget is a bust, you'll love to hear that our buy one, get one offer on our Giza Dreams bed sheets is back. That's right. Buy a set, get a set free. My Pillow, guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, brings you the same level of quality, comfort, and value in our Giza Dreams sheet set. Giza Dreams bed sheets are made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. They're ultra soft and breathable. With a luxurious sateen weave and extra deep pockets, they'll please anyone on your list. Plus, our extended money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2021, and 10-year warranty. Listen to hear how to get this great BOGO offer on our Giza Dream Sheet.
Go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV, or you can call in the order. 800-716-5989. Make sure you use that promo code DJV.
Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug here. I promised a discussion, and I promised Ken that I won't go down my usual path talking about milk, except to underscore that milk from cows and goats or whomever your mother, mammary glands, that's milk. The other stuff is not milk. The almonds and coconuts and all that stuff. So what is the research specifically aimed at drinking milk that comes from a cow, Ken?
Well, this is an interesting observation. I don't think they yet understand why it works, but they are reporting in the medical journal called Nutrients that if a woman who is breastfeeding her child, also the woman drinks cow's milk, apparently this effort reduces the allergies in her children. So the woman breastfeeds and the woman drinks cow's milk. Her children who are being breastfed apparently have less allergies in the future than a woman who breastfeeds and doesn't drink cow's milk.
So is that true for anything that a woman who's pregnant would ingest? We talk about peanuts all the time. If you eat peanuts when you're pregnant, your child's not going to be allergic to peanuts. Right?
Well, we'll have to do a study.
Does that follow through?
Or would not absolutely.
It doesn't. Okay. But certainly cow's milk. And is it, whether it's raw milk or whether it's 1% or 2%, does that make a difference, do you think?
They didn't get that particular in this study.
What's
they
your gut tell you?
What is, it's unpredictable because they don't even know why the women who were drinking the cow's milk did this. So, you know, again, you have to study it.
Yeah, but under the circumstances, common sense would tell you that when you introduce something into your system, that it gets to the baby, all right? If you're pregnant, well, I remember when when my wife was having my daughter, she would to calm the baby down. Megan was very active when she was in the womb. Tony would drink a beer, and Megan would calm right down. So one would wonder about
it. To all the listeners, I would not recommend doing that.
Well, didn't we talk about wine recently? And people say, well, they drink wine to calm down. If you're pregnant, that's not a good thing to do.
Not a good thing.
Right? No. Okay. All right. Next up on the bad habit department is smoking and how addictive it has be. Well, not has become. I don't even think. This is kind of a duh to me. But I've been around smokers all my life, and it sort of has ruined a part of my life, I guess. What's the verdict on light smoking?
You'd be amazed how much you would think it's a duh, but it isn't, because I probably have this conversation at least one time a week with patients. So many will think that they're just light smokers, and light smokers in this study was between 1 to 4 cigarettes per day or less. And people who light smoke think that it's really not having much effect, but this study published in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine showed that even light smoking, you smoke 1 to 4 cigarettes a day, you're going to get hooked on nicotine. And plus a lot of other problems. But this study was just determining whether it was addictive at that level.
It's telling yourself what you want to hear, being in denial. If you've grown up in a family that there were, in terms of, my experience is it goes one way or the other. You either smoke because your parents smoked, or you don't smoke because your parents smoked. There's not much, the light. I see some kids that are 18, 19 years of age that are smoking a little bit here and there, and they do. They think exactly what you just said. They think, no big deal. So there's a word to the wise. Dr. Ken Kronos up next. Questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Time for questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. A great place to go or to have access to through the telemedical channels. So we have some questions that come in from various sources. Let's start with what's going on with mental illness and whether more children, we know what the situation is with adults. I guess we do. I think there are, we can see a sort of wave of mental illness with adults. What about children, Ken?
Right now, the children's hospitals are overwhelmed with patients with mental illness. They're seeing many, many more than they usually see, and there are probably a number of factors. The fact that the children are staying out of school, and in fact, the head of the American Pediatrics Association, this woman, pediatrician, just gave a big statement about how we need to get the children back into school as soon as possible, with certain precautions, but that is a big factor. The stress of what's going on in the world is a big factor to our children. So our children's mental health is going to be a big issue coming out of COVID-19.
Right, for sure. All right, while we're in the COVID queue here, there's also a question about what happens if you have, some people have the COVID and it goes away quickly, maybe a couple, 3 or 4 days, a week or whatever, but some people have had it for a long time and it seems to be creating it has an impact on one's brain and one's body. What is that?
Yes, this is why in really should do everything you can to prevent from getting COVID-19 and really think about that vaccine, because there's something called long COVID, and this is the chronic form of COVID-19, and published in a medical journal called MedRxiv this week, we learned that fatigue and brain fog are the most common symptoms in long COVID, but also I know patients who have shortness of breath from this and other symptoms, but definitely the fatigue and brain fog are the most common, and this can become a disabling problem. So don't just get your vaccine and do everything you can to avoid it. You know, everyone knows now the masking, the distancing, keeping the hands clean and off the face.
All right. So I have a question that comes with a certain amount of admiration. You are a member of the American College of Cardiology, and as such, you've been recognized for doing research on non-obstructive coronary artery disease. Can you tell us a little bit more? This is something that came from the Europeans, not necessarily the Americans.
Well, let me untangle that a little bit. What I think you're referring to was an expert publication, what's done in medicine, specifically here in cardiology, when there's a new field and the data comes together and it's decided on the best way to treat. There's a publication called an expert consensus, and I most humbly have contributed to an effective treatment with a professor of cardiology in Stony Brook, New York. The two of us have done work that has put forth what we think is very effective, and the world has recognized this as an effective treatment of what's called various different things: microvascular angina, coronary microvascular dysfunction, ischemia without obstructive heart disease. But what it is essentially is that there's blockage in these microvascules, these tiny little blood vessels that are microscopic. You can't see them, but they come off the big vessels that sit on top of the heart, and they go in as a Weber mesh into the thickness of the heart, the small vessels. And there's no doubt these exist, and what you're referring to is a publication in the American College of Cardiology, which is an international consensus on how to treat this very common entity. And in this paper that you're referring to, it's up to 70% of people who have an abnormal stress test and have a heart catheterization, and you don't find 70% or more blockage. And in the past, you were being told it's not the heart, but in most cases it is. It's the microvessels, and that's what you're talking about, where we came up with an effective treatment that's listed in this international consensus that was published in the American College of Cardiology.
Congratulations on that. That's really great work. I'm glad you found it in me a number of years ago. So it's good to know you're on top of that research, as you are on top of a lot of other things. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.